I have one question actually that Kylene brought up before the presentation, and she emailed it to me. So it's actually the first question I'm going to answer, which is, what is your desired major and how did I choose my major? I am planning to major in English and creative writing at Princeton. And I chose my major because of my intended career path, which is a fiction writer. And that's been my dream for a long time. And so I chose it also because of it's the subject that has been the most interesting to me for the longest time. And my major might change because I've developed a really heavy interest in psychology and politics, but my career choice has not. And so one thing that you asked, Kylene, was that how do you balance between your dream major and more financially stable but less desirable majors, I guess is the term that you used. For example, choosing between a major that would help you in your dream job or choosing a major that has a higher salary. And the one thing that I wanted to say was that choosing a major because it has a higher salary is a very bad idea. For two reasons. One, because degrees that earn very high pay are never easy to get. They're never easy. And two, you will be miserable trying to get that degree and likely will struggle and are more likely to fail to earn the degree. If you go to payscale.com, there's a list of the most profitable college majors, and they give like a list from top to bottom. And if you look at the top 10, most of them are engineering majors or computer science and economics. But it's not easy to become an engineer by any means, and it's not easy to become a computer science major. And so if you're not passionate about the subject that you choose, it'll be 10 times more difficult to be able to complete the coursework and keep up. And so I like to use the example of Bill Gates, who dropped out of law school. And it's not because he didn't drop out because he wasn't smart enough, obviously not, but he just didn't have he wasn't interested in law at all. And so he decided to go a different route, which at the time was computer science. And when he started off, it was a very shaky kind of not profitable major. You could say it was just really new and no one had ever heard of computer science, and so he was going into uncharted territory, but look how well he turned out. So I in terms of college majors, the best advice that I've ever been given was from my AP World teacher, who talked about how his brother got a major in marine biology and is now the editor of a very large newspaper. So many people end up not using their major in their intended careers, which is why I can choose to major in psychology or political science and still be a writer. In fact, like most people I've met at writer conferences did not major in English. They majored in other things, like business or math, and then ended up writing. So for you, the answer to your question about majors is choose the one that fits your interest and is somewhat related to your career plan, with the knowledge that major in no way binds you to a certain career, and it's no barrier to a certain career, especially in humanities. And you can easily change life paths if you decide to do that. I know a lot of English majors who go on to law school. I know psych majors who become actresses and win Oscars, Natalie Portman. And I know molecular biologists who have become stand-up comedians and been invited to the White House. So it's like the whole range of things you can do. That's what I was going to start off on.